at least 5 people in this world love me so much they would die for me. This is instant inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. At least 5 people in this world love me so much they would die for me. Now, this statement is one we picked up from Good Stuff, and it said in that Good Stuff, at least 5 people in this world love you so much they would die for you. And, of course, whatever somebody does for you is of no account to me. If somebody dies for you or lives for you or whatever, that's your business, correct? Mm-hmm. It's for me that counts. I'm number one. I'm the one that has to be aware of myself. Now, this was sort of a bit of a conundrum, something to make you think, and some of you fell into the trap and began saying, well, let's rewrite that and say at least 5 people in this world would live for me. So much they love me, they would live for me. Well, never rewrite a question. Because within any question, however unique it may appear to be, is a great answer and a great blessing that can be meaningful in our life. So, consider, how many people in this world love you? You don't have any idea. You really don't. You think your husband or wife loves you. You think your mom or daddy loves you. You think your brothers and sisters sort of love you, you know. And you think that your cousins and aunts and uncles and grandmas and grandpas and these things love you. And you think your dearest friend loves you. Although if your dearest friend had a chance to marry the man you married, or if your dearest friend had a chance to marry the woman you married, they wouldn't think a thing about it. They would just go for it. Because love's that way. And you read in some of these stories, these love stories, how the dearest friend was madly in love with the woman that the other guy married. What was the name of that story? And
Chances are,
the guy dies. And so the woman still is so in love with her husband, she's not able to marry the guy who really loves her after her husband dies. And so finally her husband comes back in another form and says, sweetheart, go for him. He's a good guy. And so finally she does. But how interesting, you know, how very interesting the stories that we write. That's what's in people's consciousness. The Chances Are story, it was written by some person, and it was from their consciousness, and it was reflecting maybe many people's consciousness. Many people feel that they cannot marry their best friend's wife or husband, you know, after they have passed on or whatever. And Sylvia just married a couple. The couple had loved each other from the very beginning, but the man had married another woman and had several children with the other lady, and was very much in love with her, very happy with her. And then the lady died. And so after a reasonable time, he struck up an acquaintance with his former love, and she was still available. And she says, do you want it? He says, yep. And he says, do you want it? And she said, yep. And so Sylvia tied the knot and made a wonderful ceremony out of it. And it was just great. So now she, who had never had children, she has 3 children from various ages of maybe 7 through 20. And they're just great. They're just great. They love her, and she loves them, and they were able to accept her because their mother had passed on. It was a very smooth operation, and everyone is very happy about it, especially the bride and the groom. Now, at least 5 people in this world love you so much they die for you. At least 5 people in this world love me so much they die for me. I don't know who they are, but I don't really care, because I don't need anyone dying for me. As Sylvia has so potently said, that at least there's 5 people in this world that love you so much they'd live for you. And I don't know that I'd like that either. Yeah. I'm not too interested in having some people live my life and take my thunder and take away from me the opportunity of revealing and unfolding that which I am. So, as Sylvie would say, to die or to live, either way, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to walk my own path. And that's wise. That's wise. We should do that. And Ingeborg, what do you say about that? Same thing? You're going to walk your own path?
I walk my own path.
I knew you'd say that. You are a stout one. And Ellen, what would you say out loud?
I walk my own path.
Thank you. Ellen is making gestures with her thumb, ups and the downs and the ins and the outs. I say, Ellen, please, out loud. But you see, what if someone, all right, now we know the story of Jesus, don't we? Now, Jesus had several who agreed to die for him. They agreed to go on the cross for him. Now, we don't know too many of these. This is maybe a tale someone has written up, and it is not in, it's in the Aquarian gospel rather than the normal gospel. But Jesus didn't take him up on him. Now, there are some people who say that he did, but he didn't. Now, there are people, Jesus was going to the cross. Now, they say that some of the disciples or somebody came along and helped him carry the cross. Now, why would anyone have to help Jesus carry the cross? Here he was, a spiritual master, an illumined being, and so forth, going through this experience for a definite purpose. And why would he have anyone carry the cross for him? Well, that's something to think about. I think that's the humanity that is written into the Bible to make Jesus into as human a being as we can make him, whereas he was sincerely a very divine, spiritually illumined being. And we do this to ourselves, too. How many times have you stood up for who you are in the face of rather bad odds where people would think badly of you, where people want to kill you, where people want to do all sorts of things, and you stood up for who you are? How many times? Well, you say, I can't count them on on one finger. But I think I would. I'd try to be that way. But are we really? Are we really? Is there anybody on earth who would be willing to die for another person? And when you come right down to it, the answer is no. Because everybody has their own life to live, their own world to be in. A father who dives into a raging river to save a child who's drowning is not trying to save that child. He's trying to save his good name, because he was so stupid to have those children near the river that they could fall in. And he felt a great responsibility. Now you say, well, Herb, that's not very nice. Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. And how many people have you read about in some of the beautiful stories that are written who have caused an accident that has killed someone dear to them, and they try to kill themselves because they feel so guilty for having done that? And, of course, they really didn't kill the other person. The other person chose to die, or else they could not have died. But you feel guilty. And with this guilt, you want to assuage that guilt by killing yourself, which doesn't work, because you never escape from feeling guilty. You say, well, I'm on my next plane of reference. I'm on my next level of consciousness. That's right, you are. But think about it. Think about it. Are you ever free from being stupid? Are you ever free from doing something that purposely you did that was really bad?
Yes.
You're never free. You're never free because always in your consciousness you have that. Now, just a minute. Ellen is saying, when we die, we start out with a clean slate. Yes, Ellen. When you die, you start out with a clean slate. You have a new dimension of life that has no relationship to the previous dimension you were in, and you are not in that at all. But Ellen, do we have a right to experience anything we want to experience?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what if you died, but you didn't want to die?
And
Ellen, and you wanted to hang around on this dimension as a mentality. Do you think you could do that?
Yes,
it's stupid, but you can. And you see, there is where people suffer. There is where they have their purgatory. And they don't need it. They could be absolved of any idiocy that they did during this lifetime, even Hitler, and move right on. Now, do you believe Hitler felt what he did was right?
Yes.
Honestly.
Well, at the end, no.
Now, do you believe that he felt what he did was right as he was doing it?
Yes.
All right, now, at the end, someone may have said to him, that's naughty, and you shouldn't have done it. That's a different story. But while he was doing it, so he was not really responsible for anything that he did while he was doing it because he felt that it was right. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if at the end someone said that to him, well, then only at the end is he concerned. He says, and then if he says, I shouldn't have done that, he's done. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And if at the end he says, I'm glad I did it, they deserved it, you know, then he still is done because he believed in himself. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not promoting antisocial behavior, and I'm not promoting people being totally destructive to humanity and to human nature and things like that. But I am saying this is the level of awareness on the eternal consciousness. Now, if you want to say that you cannot remain here if you wish, and you do, why do you think we have ghosts? Why do you think we have poltergeists? Why do you think we have all these very interesting things? Yeah, why do you think? It's because of our thought.
Our thought.
Our thought. It's because of our thought. And our thought gives them reality. Now, do you think that it's possible that it might be an entity? Do you think we might create these entities? And do you think we might create these entities before we pass on and leave them floating around? Oh, sure. You say, well, that's spiritualism and that's all this other sort of some psychism. That's right. That's right. Ellen, are you ever going to say something's impossible?
No.
Sylvia, are you going to say something's impossible?
No, never.
You too, Ingeborg? Okay. Then why not realize that's possible?
Right.
Now, you don't have to suffer that. You can live this life in a very stupid way and do stupid things that are not very good, not very beneficial, and when you go out, you're done. Unless you have such a great remorse, you create yourself as an entity trying to solve it, which you can't do because it's over with, you know. You've already passed all of the programs and you can't go back. But you live and you have those things. Now, I personally give entities no credence. I give entities no power or reality to be an influence in my life, okay? They are there, but I don't give them any power. If an entity comes into my awareness, and they have, I immediately say, hi, what's on your mind? What are you hanging around for, you know? What's going on? I'm not afraid of them. You aren't either. And they say, well, I did this and I did that. And I say, well, how long do you want to hang around and say you did that? I wish I were done with it now. Well, here's what you do. I talk to the entities. You do too. You do too in your dreams and in your wake time. Entities come flashing into your consciousness. For instance, you might have a friend who accidentally killed someone and then they died. And they felt so terrible about accidentally killing this person and shortening their life and so forth that they turned themselves into an entity and were hanging around this environment. And so they come to you and they say, Ellen, oh, I don't know, I feel so terrible. I feel so terrible because I did this here. And then you say to them, yeah, that's good. You know, don't always agree with them. Yeah, that's good. And how long do you want to feel sorry? How long do you want to feel terrible about it? Oh, I wish it were over now. Well, if you want it to be over, then stop thinking about it. Stop empowering your presence here as an entity to have this experience. And they'll say, oh man, you know, that's sounds easy and cool, you know, but you don't know the troubles I have, you know. Nobody knows but Jesus. And so you say, no, I don't. And I said, even Jesus doesn't know. But you know. And the moment that you say, I forgive myself, then you are free. Forgive myself? How can it mean anything if I forgive myself? You know, if everybody in the world does terrible things and then forgives themselves, you know, what's all this? Well, that's what it's all about. Nobody else can forgive you except yourself. So if you forgive yourself, you might throw out a blessing first and say, I bless that person that I accidentally killed. I bless that person and I see their new world, their new dimension, their new life just filled with joy and peace and harmony and happiness. Hey, that's cool, isn't it? And then step two, you realize you cannot kill anybody. They have to have made that choice to die at that moment, and they don't know they made that choice, but they have to make that choice, or else you could not kill them. Because there are people in this world who should be dead from what happens to them, and they're not. They're not, because their life has, they have not chosen to go. And there are people who have bodies that have been crippled rather mercilessly, and they still live on, because they have not chosen to go. And they could choose to go any moment, any instant, but they don't choose to go. So you, living here as a silly entity, with pain in your heart because of what you did, and true, you shouldn't have been careless, you shouldn't have placed yourself in the position of taking another person's life, because you're always going to feel guilty if you do that. If anything happens in your world, you never hurt another being. You never cause another, you are not the source of another person's accomplishment. If somebody wants to shoot themselves, you're miles away. That's their business, not yours. So think about them. Think about them. And so the entity is just like yourself. The entity thinks about it and says, you're right. How can I forgive myself? You tell me. You don't tell them. How can I forgive myself? Well, you forgive yourself by thinking about what you did and saying, I forgive myself. But that's too easy. No, you have to do it. You have to do it. Now, can you release the people involved? Well, they're already released. Okay, I let them go. Now, can you release yourself? And when you can release yourself, then you can say, I forgive myself. Because you're holding on to yourself, and you're holding yourself up to that criticism of your inner self, of your inner mind. And that's going to continue. You're going to be that entity forever, going around with sadness, just like in Harry Potter's story of these ghosts floating around and then never having their fulfillment. There's a lot of truth to that. There's a lot of truth to that. That's not just something in a fairy tale, but it's something that has come out of the reality of our existence, because all things are possible. So as I say these things to you today, at least five people in this world love you so much they'd die for you. You have no idea whose lives you have touched as you have come along in this lifetime, even little children. And little children, people would just die to save them, to help them. A parent gives their kidney to their child or to other people, their eyes, whatever they can give. And some even give their life. And they don't let anybody know that. They just know that they died and that they gave, because the child needed something, and so they wanted to keep their body in good shape to give it to them. And they do that on purpose. I mean, what love that is. I don't say that is intelligent love, but what love that is. Intelligent love would be, I see that child whole and perfect, or I see that circumstance whole and perfect, or all is in divine order right now. But everyone isn't at that advanced that they can say that. Mm-hmm. You are. And I would enjoy very much having you say that every moment of your life about yourself and everyone in your world, because you don't want anyone dying for you. You don't want anyone living for you. You want everyone in your world being themselves and having a great deal of fun and living for themselves to the fullest right now and forevermore. Have a wonderful day, and I love you, I love you, I love you.